Hello, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is Thursday, October the 24th, 2013. How's everybody doing out there within the sound of my voice? I hope that this broadcast finds you happy, content, and smiling while navigating a most challenging Mercury retrograde. Look here. Today's show is actually pre-recorded, so you may be wondering why Miss Cleo coming to us live. And that's because due to obligations of a higher science level, I am not available or not able to be with you Thursday evening as you are listening now. However, given this Mercury retrograde, I didn't want to confuse anyone by airing the show a day later, or day earlier, rather. So we're coming to you right now, and I thank all of you for tuning in, even though you may not be able to call into the show. I certainly do appreciate you tuning in, whether it's in the moment or a little bit later. Before we get started up real good here, I want to take a moment to give a shout-out, happy birthday to Tina Williams of Creole Love Products. That's www.creoleloveproducts.com, the creator of the More Better Body Butter. Darling, enjoy your day. I certainly hope you have something special planned this evening, and if not this evening, you certainly have a delicious weekend planned. And to anyone else out there celebrating your birthday this week or this weekend, I wish you great love, great joy, and great happiness as we traverse what, for many as I am talking to, it almost seems difficult. Almost seems horrific when we can't seem to turn on our television without seeing something that is absolutely senseless. We struggle to wrap our heads around it. So, Ms. Cleo, why are you pre-recording Thursday's show? Well, darling, in my belief, in my spiritual path, in what I choose to observe on a spiritual level, also known as voodoo, also known as ancient vibrations, Yoruba, Muti, Babakulao, there are many, many belief systems out there in the universe that don't get nearly the attention that organized belief systems, or aka religion. I don't really like that word per se, because I don't think that it encompasses spirituality, at least not for me, so I hope I don't offend anyone. For myself, I guess what would be considered a high holiday or a very, very special time begins October the 1st in any given year, and it is known as crossover time. And crossover time is a time when the veil, if you would, between here and there, this 3D current plane, our dimension, and wherever else people go when they leave this dimension. Certainly, the scientists on the most basic levels recognize that energy does not die. Therefore, we are energy. Therefore, we do not die. Our casing, our host, the way that we appear may change. The way that we communicate may change. However, the energy does not die. And part of this almost 2 weeks of celebration is about recognizing just that the energy does not die, recognizing that we still have the ability and the capability to communicate with those who have gone before us, and that they also have the ability to communicate with us. Now, during crossover time, this seems to be heightened. And so those who have dreams, if you are a very prolific dreamer, and if often those dreams play out prophetically some way or the other, you will find that your dreams become even more acute, even more accurate. If you are someone who is very open to the energy of the universe, very open to communicating with the other side, wherever that may be, are very open to the fact that everything is not explainable in the ways that it has been explained up to this point in the 21st century. It is also a time for letting go, and we'll get into that a little bit more, because certainly we know that the grieving process does indeed take time. But this is a very joyous time for me, so I don't want anybody to get confused. And let me just be clear from the onset that it has absolutely nothing to do with Halloween. And it has nothing to do with the way that television, etc., has framed witches or witchcraft or voodoo. Certainly there is a movement afoot to really inundate the viewing audiences in America. It seems in just the last year, perhaps in the last two or three, there has always been this obsession with werewolves and vampires and things of that nature, but certainly it has kicked up a notch. And in just the last year, myself personally, perhaps too, I noticed this constant about zombies. There's even been a romantic comedy about a zombie. So interesting to me what they choose to focus on, whether it is fear. I can't imagine it being anything other than that. If not fear, it is desensitization, desensitizing, if you would. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? So I think that when I come to you all with a conversation like this, my effort is to educate on some level that everything is not as you have heard it to be. Many people hear the term voodoo, Santeria, Lukumi, and they become very frightened. They become very judgmental of the practice or the life belief system, etc. When I think if people understood more and understood how ancient it is, that there is nothing evil, there is nothing diabolical or demonic about it. In many Latin cultures, this time that we call crossover time is celebrated as Dia de los Muertos, which is Day of the Dead, the actual transition or the translation. And once again, this is a celebration of the ancestors. This is a celebration of people that we love that have gone on before us. There is nothing evil or mean-spirited about that at all. It is interesting that death is seen as such a painful lamentation in American culture, because in other cultures, while there is the hurt of the loss of that person where you can reach out, touch and see and smell them, when they cross over, you may not be able to see them, but I will tell you that in my personal experience, I have smelled colognes, I have smelled perfumes, I have smelled jasmine when spirits are present. So you still get to smell them. It just all is a very different interaction. You know, people talk about ghosts and things and that go bump in the night, and all of the education for me, for the most part, seems to be coming from a place of fear, not a place of respect. And in the Latin culture, the celebration goes on for a number of days, understanding that the Latin culture kind of taken ancient voodoo and Catholicism and kind of blended them. And I don't know if they were that separate to begin with. But while in Catholicism, and I was raised Catholic, and I will tell anyone I am a recovering Catholic, that the Catholics do not celebrate Halloween. It's a bad thing. It's all of these horrible things. But they do celebrate November 1st and November 2nd. And respectively, that is All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Now, our saints are very special people that the Catholic Church canonizes for their works while they were in this dimension. And All Souls Day is just for the everyday bloke like you and I that is crossed over. And if you follow Catholicism and its belief system, they perceive that everyday blokes' souls just go to purgatory and they have to hang out in heaven's waiting room until Jesus comes back. I just don't know that any God that I believe in, any creator that I believe in, would have you just sitting around. And I don't know, it doesn't really play true to me. But again, no disrespect to anyone who embraces this. I am not mocking, and I am not disrespecting. I am just simply explaining. And so we too, in my belief system, we celebrate, as I said, from the 24th until November the 3rd. For any number of reasons as we move through this crossover time. When you say, Ms. Cleo, is crossover time just the month of October? Not in my experience. Of course, understand that time is something that man created. So time does not move here. Doesn't move elsewhere like it moves here. So I can only give you general frameworks. The prophecy lives, so things are constant, they breathe, they exist, and so they change, they grow. However, we find that time usually begins October 1st and ends on the 31st of December. And last year, I recorded a show around about this time, maybe a little bit earlier in the month, and I talked about the rapid way that 2012 had moved forward, and that so many people at that point in time were still waiting for the world to come to end on December 21st. And what I wanted to explain to people then, and I did, and what I will explain to you now, is that understand as well that many of the witchcraft or Wiccan celebrations are more about the planet and Mother Earth. And so they are celebrated at the autumn equinox, as well as the winter equinox. And all of these dates kind of coincide in and around each other. Is that coincidence? I think not. I personally think that is a very deliberate, if not overwhelming evidence that you can draw a very, very clear line between just about every belief system on this planet and throughout the history of this planet. And so I find it interesting when people speak in absolutes, like nothing else has any validation except for this belief system or that belief system over there. And understanding and bearing in mind that even as we move beyond Wicca and witchcraft, there is still the entire story, our history of Hallows Eve. And again, Eve being the night before. And so Hallows Eve literally coincides with the Catholic holiday of All Saints' Day. And it is very interwoven and very much so in other belief systems culturally throughout this country. And I would imagine that other countries probably look a little bit oddly at us as well here in America when we celebrate goblins and ghosts and candy, you know, because there's not really anywhere to go with that. You know, there's not that fundamental. All of that has been kind of pushed away, and big business has decided that this is where we will kick off the holiday season. And so as soon as Hallows Eve is over, we got Walgreens and everywhere else got their Christmas trees up. So it's a very interesting vibration. This crossover time from October 1st has been very, very busy and has been very, very challenging. And since we have begun, we have had a partial lunar eclipse, a very challenging full moon. And as we come to the close of my holiday time, we will be experiencing a new moon in Scorpio with a total solar eclipse. And again, if you go back to the ancients, these events are very significant, and they speak to the events as far away as 2 years from now. And again, while some might say, well, Ms. Claire, you know, it's all pretty subjective, you know, not really. If you really take some time to sit down and look at the lines that you can draw between events and whatnot, and then you couple all of this with Comet Isan moving through our vibration, as well as a inordinately high, or what I perceive an inordinately high number of solar flares that have been active, as far as I can tell, again, since October 1. Now, again, I am not trying to scare anyone. I am simply trying to educate so that we might be able to move through all of what is going on right now. It is so much bigger than even what we can possibly wrap our heads around. You all know that very openly I have shared this year the loss of my sister-in-law, who I adored, which was more like a sister to me than a sister-in-law, and the loss of my brother just a few short months later. So at this point in my journey, I feel like I am standing with myself. I don't want to say the term alone, not that there is anything wrong with alone, but when you have family, when you have people who can validate your existence, et cetera, there is a sense of security, there is a sense of belonging that comes with that. Somebody can say that you belong to them, and you can claim someone. And it is most apropos this year in particular in this Mercury retrograde, in particular with this recent lunar eclipse. The message for all of us is about letting go. And that can be letting go of bad habits, that can be letting go of memories that do not serve you well, that can be letting go of hurt and anger that, again, does not serve you well. It can be letting go of methodologies, it can be letting go of ideologies. And the letting go is only one part of it, because when you let go of things, you make room for other vibrations, you make room for other things to open you up, for which you can grow from. But letting go is not an easy task, and that is the challenge of this time frame. That is the challenge of this crossover, and I hear it for myself personally, and I hear it very strongly, because I do miss so much my brother. And I do struggle from time to time asking myself, what does this mean, and who am I now? Where do I belong, and who do I belong to? And in meditating in the first couple of months in this crossover time, I've come to understand that it is very okay to be standing with myself, and that I am not alone in the sense of things that all of the energy, all of the lessons, all of the heart, all of the love, all of the laughter that I have shared with my brother and my sister-in-law, as well as my dundun and my daddy and all of those that went before me and ancestors that I never met. All of that, if I open myself during this time, is almost like a rebirth. It is like somebody is feeding me, you know, spiritual energy. They are feeding me strength. They are feeding me courage. And they are giving me indications as to where I can better prepare myself for the journey that I have right in front of me. Not necessarily a year down the line, but right now. Right now, living and embracing and being appreciative of what I have in this moment. It's not that I don't have aspirations. It's not that I have not created manifestations that will play out. And those are things that I have created in this moment. And so I am even zeal about them now, because in the moment that I have spoken them, I have created them. I am the only one that can take their life. No one else can. And so sometimes when we look for so much approval and so much okey-doke or slap on the back from people around us, people who love us even, it is interesting, how long would we live, how long would we stand without that? And you'd be surprised, because I would have thought that I always needed my family around me. Whether I got to see them every day or not, I knew they were there. I knew that when I needed a swift kick in the ass, they would kick me. And I knew when I needed a shoulder to cry on, they would present it to me. No questions asked, no judgment. And it is a beautiful thing to move along on your journey and have those types of individuals in your world. It is truly a blessing. But here is the joy of it, and there is no sadness. Even though you cannot see them, they're still there. So for my brother, I know that he loved his sweet potato pie. So I got to make him sweet potato pie throughout crossover time. Oh man, not even just a slice. I got to give him the whole pie and put it on the altar. There is a meal and meals and certain tasks that you do to honor the spirits or the ancestors each and every day. As you move through, one of my commitments through crossover time is to make sure that there are beautiful flowers and generous sweets upon the altars, the ones that I know that they like I said, my brother's sweet potato pie. But there are also times when we cook and prepare entire meals to celebrate and to be grateful for the assistance, to be grateful for the guidance. And I gotta tell you, enough times I have spirits who lend me a shoulder to cry on. They're not here, but I know they hear me. I know that they are connected to me. And in the letting go, you actually will receive more. And I know that almost sounds like an oxymoron, but more times than not in my journey, I have found that to be just the case. And so I want my ancestors, my brother, my sister-in-law, to not be worried about me. I want them to giggle at me from life to from time to time. I want them to play an occasional practical joke, because that's the way they were. I personally think that the spirit world has a wicked, wonderful sense of humor. I just think that we take it too seriously sometimes. It's simply a celebration, you know. It is not lamentation. But for so long, we have been sold one without the other. I remember in old photo albums in my family, and you all might think this a bit morbid, but it was normal for us. There would be the family standing around a casket and taking a family picture. And then you put it into the photo album, because again, it was seen as a celebration. Even back in those days, they get to go on, they get to move forward. Many used to say they get to go home, you understand, to a place where there is peace, there is no pain, there is no hurt. And certainly it is difficult when we think that someone leaves us before that time, before we were ready for them to leave. And sometimes we project and say the world wasn't ready for them to leave. But we don't understand all of that. At least I know I don't understand the timing of things. I used to believe that once you learn all of what you learn, once you find that peace here in this place, you have permission to move on. You have permission. Once you have given the gifts that you have given, you have permission to move on. I don't know that I still believe that. I don't know that I even look into it as much, other than that I know that the connection does not sever. And this time with the loss of my brother and my sister-in-law, I came to understand that my hurt and my sadness and my loneliness was because I was focused on me. And there's nothing wrong with that per se, but I can't say that my lamentation is for them. They're good to go. They're fine. And probably looking forward to all of the many celebrations that people will be holding. Can you imagine just having a free VIP pass to some of the best parties in the world? I think it's going to be kind of wicked lovely, you know? And certainly this year on the show, there have been many of you, wonderful, wonderful poets and young souls and young spirits, kings and queens who have shared about the loss of a loved one, a dear one. And not that you need to practice voodoo and not that you need to do it at crossover time, but, you know, sometimes it will make us feel better to celebrate them rather than to cry. Because if you celebrate them, you get to remember the laughter. When you celebrate them, you get to remember all of the positive times. You get to remember the growth. You get to remember the peaceful times. You know, and hopefully you get rid of all of the tough times. You can make a choice. You know, I used to think that people who only wanted to remember the good things about someone that it crossed over, that they weren't being earnest with themselves. They were in denial and whatnot. And you know what? I don't believe that anymore. I think and I know that you choose how to remember. And the things that will not serve your journey, dash them away. Dash them away. They are extra baggage. They are extra luggage that will serve you no purpose. Because a good lesson does not hurt for forever. It may hurt in the moment. So I'm not saying to dash away the lessons, because I have lessons that I have gleaned from many of mine. Those that I knew and those that I didn't know. But those lessons come across on a continuum. And I have to tell you, while I may have felt vulnerable after the crossovers of some of the people that made me feel my safest, it was only for a short period of time. Because even when I didn't think that they were taking care of me, even when I couldn't hear them, even when I couldn't feel them around me, they were right there. You understand? It was me that was on another path struggling with whatever I was struggling with. And they don't have any judgment. They don't have any judgment at all. Now, I don't want to make this sound like it's all fairy tale and whatnot, because some of you are going to say, well, Ms. Cleo, there's lots of negative spirits out there and there's negative energy. Absolutely, there is. There is balance in the universe from as far as I can tell. And just because you cross over doesn't mean you automatically get it and you feel good about everything, even if you were miserable while you were here in this life. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes spirits don't let go. Spirits don't let go sometimes because we don't let them go. And other times spirits don't let go because they feel they have business still here. Perhaps someone feels like they were wronged, like they were unjustly treated while they walked here. Some are still mourning. You understand? They don't even realize that they have gone on. There are some that are mourned for so hard that they cannot let go. Sometimes the best thing we can do for ours that have crossed over is to let them go. Our constant lamentation, our constant beating ourselves up that we didn't do enough, we didn't do the right thing, that does not make them happy. I said, Ms. Cleo, how do you know that? Well, because they've told me. Well, Ms. Cleo, you sound crazy. It's all right. That's what you think. That doesn't worry me. That doesn't hurt me. Because you are entitled to your opinion. Anyone listening to this show might think, oh, she's full of shit. Well, that's okay. Me, I don't worry about it. Because, see, I not talk about, I call them belief systems because I don't know what else to call them. A label is a label. But what I chat about and what I share, it's because I know. It's because I've experienced it. And when you experience something, that's when it becomes knowledge. You understand? That's when it becomes yours. And as my daddy used to say, once you acquire knowledge, no one can't take it from you. They can take your life first, but they cannot take your knowledge. And so when you have that kind of knowledge in your spirit, in your heart, it doesn't make the journey easy, because I don't know what easy is. You all have heard me go off on the tangent about easy. I don't know what easy is, but what I do know is that with that knowledge, I might have a better plan to get up that mountain or to move through that sand or to completely navigate around an obstacle because of that life knowledge, because of that life experience. And so when I get ready to celebrate the spirits, when I get ready to celebrate the ancestors, I go out and I celebrate gratefully for the connection. Don't know how it comes about. Don't know where it came from. I know that it makes me a little bit odd, but I don't think it's odd as many would think. I think that we all have the capacity to stay connected to those of ours that we love that have moved on. But for many, it is frightening. It's a foreign experience, and so it doesn't make us feel comfortable. We don't feel in control. Well, there is no control in all of that. You understand? There is freedom. There is openness. There is vulnerability. And these are the things that we are grateful, we are relieved to be able to share with the spirits, with those around us, if you are engaging. And many of my ilk will celebrate together. And much like they say in a church vibration where two or more are gathered. You understand? It's not that Jesus will be there, but Jesus and a whole bunch of other folks will be there. And even when you are sitting by yourself, you understand? There's still somebody right there, maybe a whole bunch of somebodies. You understand? Right there with you, you know, and making it all better. Whether that better looks like what you think it should look like, they're making it better. So in the letting go of this crossover time, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on letting go of many things that I wasn't even consciously aware of that have impeded my path, my journey, my personal spiritual growth. And they are starting to come to the surface, because as we draw nearer to the end of this year, it was a foundational year. This is a window of time for us to still clear out all of the things that will not assist us moving forward. I told you last week, I want to be free to create the good creation. No more fight, enemy. You understand? Unless it is to save my life or to save the life of someone that I love. But then, if you bring the war, me, I definitely bring the war. But I don't want to chat anymore of war, because the opposite of war is creation. And so I want to create. So even in celebrating this crossover, it will be a most different one for me since my whole time, last 30-some-odd years. It will be a very different one. It will be one filled with dance and fire and food and libations, you know, and gratitude and celebration of the manifestations that I have created. And so it's just going to feel good. And like I said, I would have been less than who I am if I would have tried to hedge my bets on when my time frame is to begin. We begin everything at the 11:30 to midnight hour. In our belief time, the good voodoo happens between 11:30 and midnight, and the bad voodoo midnight to 12:30. So we are out there in the night sky, in a peaceful vibration, when the world is quieter, when there is less frequency and vibrational interruptions. You understand? And you go and you stand with the universe above you and you gaze up at this most incredible sight, recognizing that, oh my goodness, we cannot be more than a drop of water or a speck of stardust in this entire universe. And one has to be humbled by the energy of it. Not just the stars, not just the planets, but the energy that moves about. And so the next time you hear about witches or witchcraft or voodoo or Santeria, don't buy into the fear. Buy into some knowledge. You don't have to practice it. You don't have to ordain it. All I am asking is that you respect it. Because we all have our rituals. We all have our belief systems. Some come from a family vibration, like-minded. And some family vibrations look very different. Muslim, Jewish, Indian, Sikh, all very different. I would ask that you all make sure that you're careful out there as you move about the streets with your children. Clearly things are a little bit on the haywire side right now, as it would appear, at least in the United States. So forewarned is forearmed. No need to frighten anyone. Just be aware. And if you are going trick-or-treating and there are people on the other side, ask them to go with you. Ask them to accompany you. Well, so Ms. Cleo, how did your children spend Halloween? Well, we did not grow up celebrating Halloween, as I said, in the vibration that it is celebrated here. We believe, well, actually what we used to do is different cousins and whatnot would come around and we have a little party at the house for the kids, because I did not impose what I do on my children. However, I do have to protect them. So I did not allow my children or any of the children that I raised to go out trick-or-treating during Halloween, because we believe that the veil is so thin and so many people are running around in costumes that at that time, spirits do have the capacity to materialize. And you might just think it's a costume. And trust me, it's no costume. Now you say, well, Ms. Claire, that's some crazy shit. I hear you. But it is what I grew with. It is what I respect. And again, my children, I'm sure, they are grown and they do what they do with their friends, whatever. I have no judgment. They are on their own now. And my protection drops back and allows them to live their life, as well as I know that the spirits on the other side are always looking out after them. All right, my dears, I want to also make sure that you all are staying tuned in about the Passion for Paz fundraiser, an evening with Cleo and friends being held on November 14th, 2013, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Boynton Beach Art District, 422 West Industrial Avenue, just one block west of the Boynton Beach exit off of I-95. And it is your first right turn. You will see all of the goings on. We certainly hope you come out to have a good time, raise money for a very, very worthy cause, and to celebrate my Dundun, as we will just be about a week or so, a half away from her birthday. And let me tell you something, the spirits always love a good party. Want to make sure that if you all are available, that you come out and enjoy. That's going to be a really good time. Good music, good people, good food. I don't know what to tell you. And all of it where? Beneath the stars. So check it out. Bring your lawn chair. We'll have some chairs there, but bring your favorite lawn chair, bring your favorite folding chair, and just prepare. This is nothing formal. If you've got a well-mannered puppy, then by all means, or dog, bring them on out. It is really going to be a beautiful evening. You get a chance to meet Ava Rhodes, Executive Director for Passion for Paws, and I got to tell you, what a very, very, very special lady. And again, as I said, in celebration of my dear Dundun, my mommy, I know she likes to still see good things happening for good people. And the way that she ensured that, she made sure she was sitting there doing good things for good people. She didn't worry about what the rest of the world was doing. She was concerned with how she was walking her walk and living her journey. And it is something that I continue to learn from her. The woman was filled with lessons that trust. I am still learning long after she is gone. But my dears, as we are coming up here on just a little under 45 minutes, I am going to take my leave from you. I'm going to wish you so much love and so much gratitude, because I give back what you all give to me. Now, I do want to let you know that next week, Thursday, is indeed October the 31st. So in reverence, in respect, and in celebration and honor of my ancestors, and particularly my brother and my sister-in-law, our show will be dark. It will be quiet. And certainly I could have pre-recorded a show, but that still would have been me not being truthful to my own truth. It is a high holiday, and we do not do the typical, even though we can massage it given technology. I will honor what I do and my ancestors as I have been taught to. So I will miss you all on the 31st, but I will be back on, I believe it is November the 7th or November the 6th, right here, hanging out with you all, having a good time. And then the following weekend will be November 14th, which will be Passion for Paws, an evening with Cleo and friends. And we will be broadcasting live from the venue. So if you get a chance to tune in, it's probably going to sound like a rip-roaring time, but that it will be, and be glad to welcome you all. And then on November 21st, 2013, it's a wrap, season two. We will be thanking so many of the wonderful people that made season two really, really special to me. And the inspiration that they have given throughout that. And we will be bringing updates on stories that we covered and hopefully bringing it full circle as we power down to get prepared for the holiday season as well as the new year. You all know I will be working feverishly on my book with a release date, I believe, sometime at the end of January. So you all make sure you keep your eyes and ears open. We will also, while we are quiet during our hiatus, conversationswithcleo.com will still be quite busy, and we'll keep you updated on that on the 21st of November. Again, you all have a very, very beautiful evening. I think I have hit all of my announcements. Make sure you visit conversationswithcleo.com if you need additional information on Passion for Paws. If you want to know where to donate, remember, 25 cents, 50 cents, it all matters, and we all appreciate it. All right, I'm so used to having the music come on playing and doing a couple other things and hanging up phones and wishing everybody a good night. I wish you that the same, my dears. A big hug around all of your waists and all of your necks, and know that I love you and appreciate you. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So we spend all our time and all our energy on the 50% that do. Peace.